Hello, I'm Pauline Rosen, crime author of over 23 published crime novels. There are several in my D.I. Andy Horton series, plus the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, and my 1950 set Inspector Ryger mysteries, as well as two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.rowmark.co.uk. In this short podcast, I'm talking about where I get my ideas from. I hope you enjoy listening to it. People often ask me about where I get my ideas from. Ideas can come from anywhere, really. With me, locations are very strong. My novels are set on the south coast of England and they're marketed as marine mysteries. So because I live near the sea and I write about marine mysteries, the sea and the coasts and the bays have all got an influence in helping me decide or come up with new ideas for novels. In Tide of Death, Andy stumbles across a naked body on the beach, and the idea for that novel came obviously when I was looking at Southsea Beach and I thought, what if he finds a body on the beach? And again with locations, when I was looking for an idea for The Suffocating Sea, I thought about one of the many marinas on the south coast, and I thought, what if there is a body on a boat and the boat happens to be burning in a marina? And so the idea for The Suffocating Sea was born. So locations have a large part to play in where I get my ideas from. But ideas can also come from overheard conversations, as in Cold Daylight, when I overheard a number of firemen on my husband's watch talking about the high number of firefighters from one particular watch who had contracted cancer and how unusual that was and whether it was linked to a past incident. And that gave me the idea for the thriller In Cold Daylight. I also got the idea for In for the Kill, which is another one of my thrillers, from a location. And my husband and I were on the Isle of Wight one day, and we were driving through Newport. And in Newport, on one side of the road, you have the hospital complex, and on the other, you have the prisons, Parkhurst, Camp Hill, Albany Jail. And I could see this man stepping outside one of the prisons in my mind, and I thought, who is he? Why was he in prison? What's he done? Is he guilty or was he innocent? What's he going to do next? So I got the idea for In for the Kill from that location. But ideas can come also from newspaper articles, magazines, the news that you hear on the radio or the television, even from dreams and from real life stories. It's a case of being open to ideas and to jotting them down. Developing ideas into plots, though, is a whole different ball game, and that's where it gets tricky. For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.rowmark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts.